Welcome to the Gospel of Everything podcast, where we consider everything in the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am your host, John Davis. On this show, we do not obsess over the end of the world, but rather we are looking to see the glory of God show up in every area of our lives. We are not waiting to go down in glorious defeat. We are expecting to win. Greetings, friend. Welcome to the Gospel of Everything podcast. I am John Davis, your host. And here on the Gospel of Everything podcast, we talk about anything and everything in the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am looking to inspire, connect with, and mobilize you, my fellow victorious kingdom ambassador. Here, we are not looking obsessively for the end of the world, but rather we are looking to bring God's kingdom more and more into the world, both now and in eternity. We are not looking to change the world by humanistic human ideas, but rather by embracing God's revelation and everything that flows from it. We are not looking to be saved by another political government scheme, but rather we are looking to be saved by Christ and then live out that in every area of our lives. Please take a moment right now to subscribe to this podcast in your favorite app before moving on, to make sure that you never miss an episode. It is November 2022 at the time I am recording this episode. The big thing in the news that I've been seeing is the Kyle Rittenhouse trial and his acquittal and protests in the streets as a result. We won't be talking about that today, but that's just what's going on. I'm trying, for the most part, to talk about things that are of good principles that will last forever. That you can listen to this podcast in 10 years and it'll still be good. So we'll see how that works. But today, I want to talk to you about the good old days. Remember the good old days? Back when America was Christian and Leave It to Beaver was on, and America was strong, and there were good values, and everybody just loved one another, right? Remember those days? Is your main vision for your life, for the culture, your main political vision, to go back to this past when things were supposedly great? A few thoughts for my international listeners. I'm probably going to talk a lot about America in this podcast, but the principles are useful to anyone who wants to learn. But I've noticed that there is kind of a happiness spectrum that is greatly tied into whatever politics are going on. So how do you feel about the last series of national elections in the U.S.? I still remember when I was first old enough to vote, and I did not vote for Bill Clinton, but he won anyway. It's almost like the world doesn't care what I think, right? I remember the crushing feeling that came there. So how do you feel about all of the elections that have happened in your lifetime, especially the national ones, which for Americans seems to be what we really obsess about? Did you have hope when one guy was elected? And then not hope when a different guy was elected? And then have hope again when someone else that you liked was elected? Are the Republicans going to save us? Or, if you're from the other side, are the Democrats going to save us? Or maybe you're fed up and some independent centralist is going to save us. What about this most recent election? For those of us who are living in these times, the one that happened in the end of 2020. Is this the end of America? Is this it? Have we finally done ourselves in? Have we finally wrecked everything? Well, here's a thought for you. And I'm not going to get all spiritual on you. There's going to be some points to this. Should our hope, both in eternity, but also in the here and now, In this day and age, in this side of eternity, should our hope fluctuate so much based on what is happening in the elections around us? or in the world around us. Back in episode 4, which for some reason seems to be my most downloaded and popular episode. See, I'm already learning new things being a podcaster. But in episode 4, it was about why does the church seem to be losing against the world? It's interesting to me that that is the episode that is getting the most downloads. So have a look at episode 4 if you haven't listened. It seems that the general sentiment that Christians have, at least in America, is that we are losing. It's like we're losing the battle. And it seems that, and actually this is for my whole life. This isn't the new thing. I mean, historically, my whole life is new. But it seems that the general American Christian sentiment is that we need to hang on to or return to the glory days of the past, of the Christian America of our founders or of previous generations. I would say this seems to be the broader sentiment regarding all of Western civilization. It's like we had something good and then we've lost it, and now the bad people are trying to take away all that we have left of Western civilization. Strangely, somehow this seems to be a part of the whole process of concluding, well, this must be the end of the world then. And somehow we should expect and accept this decline and just preach the gospel and just wait for Jesus to come, right? Well, I want to challenge some of this thinking. You may be noticing some themes here in this podcast. But there seems to be something odd going on in our thoughts, some strange assumptions. And that assumption is that a Christian world is something that we had, and now it is fading away forever. And it's like the assumption seems to be that once lost, Christian culture cannot be regained. Now, why would we assume that? Why would we have this pessimistic approach? Which, first of all, I don't know if our past is as glorious as we think it was, although I personally am very moved and delighted historically about the things that God has done in Western civilization and the things that God has done in England and the things that God has done in the United States. But I'm not sure that we don't over-glorify those things because we're obsessed with the past. But why do we assume that if whatever all of these great things that supposedly happened in the past, whatever all that was, now are in some sort of a decline and it's all lost forever? Or somehow we need to go back there. Somehow we need to go back to the glory days. Well, here's a greater question for you. How did that Christianized culture, which I prefer to call it a partially Christianized culture, because there's no doubt in my mind that Christianity spread in what we generally call Western civilization more than in most places, and that kind of a culmination of that is some of what God has done right here in America, right? But how did that happen? If things are always going downhill, if the general trend is for things to backslide and fall away and go wrong and good things tend to be lost, then how did this partially Christianized culture, Christendom, Christian Western civilization, America's godly heritage, all of this, where did it come from in the first place? How did it come about if things tend to go backwards? What about if, rather than merely studying with longing how things supposedly used to be, why not study, rather, how did these flawed heroes of the past get there? How did this Western civilization and partially Christianized civilization come about in the first place? And why not study both history and the Bible for how to get there again? Or better yet, why get there again only, and not instead go even further. I mean, we now have the mistakes of the past to learn from as well. The Christianization in any place has yet to be complete. Christianized culture, or partially Christianized culture, has been a part of some very great sins. Things like slavery, things like violating the rights of the locals, right? I'm not saying those things were Christian things to do. That's not my point. My point is, we can observe and learn where have people gone wrong in the past? Where have they missed God thinking that they found God? And maybe we can do it even better. Maybe we can go even further. But maybe things aren't even as bad as they seem now. Maybe while it appears that Western civilization, the Christian West, has been on the decline for some time now, it at the same time appears that Christianity and its worldview are rapidly advancing in other areas of the world. It could be that researching and getting into that in more detail will be another podcast episode at some point. I would love to look at the facts. But I'm often, as someone who has a connection with the missions world, I'm often hearing about the rapid increase of Christianity in China and the failure of the government there to stamp it out, as I'm sure they wish they could. I'm often hearing testimonies of a hidden increase of Christianity in the Muslim world. A lot of times it's kind of underground and hidden because of the danger people are in by giving their lives to Christ. And one of the best things I've been hearing tell about as I read and listen and learn is an increase in the depth of a Christian worldview on the African continent. Because some of the greatest increase in Christianity in the last century before this one happened in Africa, but a lot of times it kind of got mixed. You know, the Christianity got mixed with a kind of a super spiritual emphasis as it was coming into animistic cultures like in Africa. But I've been hearing that good things are happening amongst the Christians in Africa, and they're embracing a more Christian worldview. I don't know how prevalent it is. I just know that I'm hearing stories. So yes, that's only anecdotal, but I would love to study it more. But what I'm saying is, there's stuff going on in the world, and we in America are not the center of the universe. So whatever happens here, if the whole thing collapses, this doesn't mean that the kingdom of God is going backwards. That's not what it means at all. Maybe some of these other places, Africa and China and the Muslim world, will be sending missionaries here to us. I would love it. Maybe they already are. But let's contemplate this. What if God's plan for humanity was never about Western civilization? What if it was never about Christendom? What if it was never about Europe only? What if it has always been about this? The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk. Come on, give me a comment, send me a message somewhere and tell me, which is it? Habakkuk? Habakkuk? But the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And how about go into all the world? Preach the gospel. Go into all the world, not just America. One of the things that we Americans can be kind of famous for is anticipating this alleged future persecution that is coming with complete disregard that for many people in the world, it's already been here for a long time. What if what matters has never been about how great we are as America or how great Western civilization is? What if it has always been about what God is doing to advance his kingdom everywhere? Now, I have no doubt that God has done great things in America and through America, and it is my sincere hope that there's more to come. But it seems to me that in the same way that the Jews sometimes thought it was all about them not recognizing the greater picture of what God was doing, we Americans and Westerners have sometimes thought it was all about us. Sometimes I think we still think it's all about us. Perhaps, and likely, we are in a season where the concentration of Christianity is moving from Western civilization to something else. Now, a lot of people like to take this as a prediction of the downfall of the West. I don't know what's going to happen there. But I don't think Christian dominion is moving away from the West to somewhere else instead. I suspect that what's really going on, and you know what? What I don't know is all of history. Only God knows that, right? But I suspect that what is really going on is we are in some stage that some of us might not even get to see the fulfillment of in our lifetime, because it's part of God's plan, his long-term plan, is that it's actually moving from Western civilization, Western partially Christianized civilization, to global partially Christianized civilization. And then it'll become less and less partial as the centuries pass us by. What if the humanist, secularist globalism is actually a counterfeit of something that God is doing? What if that's the fake, the fraud? Now, just so that nobody gets confused, I'm not endorsing any of the beliefs of secular, progressive, globalist humanism and all of that entails. What I'm saying is, the devil isn't very creative, and whatever he's trying to create is probably a fake, probably more than probably, a fake of something that God is doing. What if, my friend, the way this is going is not humanist globalism or the fall of Western civilization or the end of Christendom, to use that word? What if where this is all going is global Christendom, global Christian civilization? What if maybe some of our idols that we have made, thinking it's us that has achieved all this, have to fall and get out of the way for what God is doing? Because I believe that. Like, right now, Americans want America to be great again. You know, they want America to be something in the world. But I'm not sure that focusing on being great in the eyes of the world or being great to the world is what ever made America great in the first place. I think there's actually a set of worldviews and values that, while not embraced by everyone, were very prevalent in this culture that raised up America to its place in the world that it took. It has never really been about somehow something where we're inherently just great. What, when people talk about, you know, American values making us great, what are American values? Whatever they are, they're going to pass away, except for any part of those values that are Christian values. I'll say it. Christianity made America great. It's an imperfect work, tarnished and tainted by really horrific choices that people made. But everything that good that has come from God and from Christian ideas. So whatever Americanism you love, make sure you let it be purified, because otherwise God will purify it for us. So what about our future? What about, I'm talking about how I suspect that something that God is doing, I'm afraid to say it because I don't know that I'm a prophet. If I am, I don't know it. But I suspect that what God is doing is casting down the idols where we think it's we that are great. We think that it's us that are great. God has given us a great thing and we have benefited greatly from it. And now we think it's us. We have gotten proud and think we did it somehow. And there's something great about us that's like inherently great or greater than anybody else. I hate to tell you this, but we Americans are not automatically greater than anybody. We're just humans. We're humans first, right? We're humans, and we have inherited great things. I'm glad to have been born here. I love this place. I love this country. I love our history. I grieve over the sins of the past. I grieve over the sins of the present. I have yearning and hope for the future. I will admit it, I feel pride when I'm in another country and someone says, you're an American. I'm kind of like, yeah, I am an American, and I'm glad I'm an American. I'm not ashamed. I'm delighted with sobriety. But I do sense that, you know, it's not about us. I love this place, but it's not about us. It's about what God is doing in the whole world. And I think there's a shift in Christianity is, well, it's always been global. It's just that the center of it is becoming more global. I think this is something that God is doing. And it's because it was never his intention to have Western civilization be Christian and the rest of the world be something else. It's always been God's intention that the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This is going global, folks. But what about us? I mean, this would cause my heart to ask the question, and I'm sure some of you, well, what about America, though? I was recently reading Vishal Mangalwadi's book. I don't remember which one right now. But in it, he asked the question, must the sun set on the West? Is it the end for us? Well, let me tell you some observations. The first one being the scary reality of Ephesians 2, chapter 5, where Jesus talks about the church in Ephesus and says that, you know, if you don't repent, I'm going to remove your candlestick. So it's possible for an entity, you know, to disappear from history or lose its place in history. An observation. Germany, the land of the Reformation. England, in some ways, the real land of the Reformation. And formerly, the British Empire covered the whole earth, right? What about ancient Rome that got partially Christianized, or Byzantium, or any of the other places that were supposedly, and maybe it's true, maybe it's not, the centers of Christianity? But they aren't now. I mean, I think in a lot of real ways in the last century, America was the center of Christianity. I don't mean everything Christian happened here and there wasn't stuff going on in other places. I just mean it was at least a central and important leader in the Christian world, right? But the point is, the perceived center of Christianity can change. Although in the end, it doesn't really matter what we perceive as the center. There's always stuff going on in the underground and in the background that is what God is really doing and that nobody can stop, right? That's always going on. But what I'm trying to get at is I don't see that there's any guarantee in Christian principle, in biblical principle, that our place as America in the world is reserved for us. It's not some kind of a thing that we, by virtue of being Americans, we have a right to or will always be walking in. I think we are capable of being judged and losing our place, in a sense. And I think that there could still be hope for us, but we could lose our place. God is sovereign. He can remove candlesticks and do his plan, and he can raise up another candlestick somewhere else if he wants to. So I'm not trying to be negative on America. It is my sense, and I'm not going to claim any sort of prophetic anointing on that sense. You know, I do believe sometimes in my prayers that I'm connected with God and understanding things that are to come, but I'm not claiming any sort of prophecy on this in that sense. But I don't believe God's done with America. I believe God still wants to make us a city on a hill. Not only us. He wants to make all Christians in their communities cities on a hill. I still believe it's God's will and purpose, and it is still available to us to have repentance and revival and awakening and build an even better city on a hill here in America. This is my yearning, my heart, and my prayer. I love what God has done here historically. I know it has been far from perfected and has included all sorts of taint. But I long for America to still fulfill great purposes in the earth. I'm committed to working for this. But America is not my ultimate loyalty. And I cannot control the choices of my fellow Americans or even other American believers. In fact, I can barely control my own choices. I cannot control also God's sovereign plan. And I admit that at this time in history, I don't have a 100% sure sense about the future of America. Although I have a hard time believing that God is done with us yet. Perhaps I'll do a future further episode on Is There Hope for America? What do you think? Should I do that? Send me a message or comment somewhere and let me know if you think I should do that. It's something I think about a lot. I'm touching on it a little bit now. And I would say the short answer is of course. But let me tell you what I am sure of. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. I've often thought about when people are frustrated by all the immigrants coming here in America, that if immigrants come here and occupy the land and they have children and learn to do things God's ways, God's going to give them the land, just like he gave it to us. I realize that could be controversial, you know, but whoever will live for God, ultimately their future children and future generations, God's going to give them the land. So someone is going to occupy this land that we now call America and live for God. Someone is going to. I vote that we do our best to be included in that, both us and all the people that are coming here anew, right? So the meek are going to inherit the earth. Someone who loves God and is following God is going to inherit this land from coast to coast that we call America. Whether this entity that we call the United States of America will survive remains to be seen. It seems to be connected with choices that we make in the coming days and years. But the gospel filling the earth and every part of it is inevitable. Let this be the underlying hope of everything we do. Whatever we hope for America as we know it, the future of the kingdom is bright and unstoppable. So I don't have any problem with us trying to, in a sense, preserve or conserve the great things that God has built in America. I cannot tell you if it's, you know, too late and it's already too much damage has been done and it's going to slide away into history. But I can tell you the future is brighter for whoever's going to live here. And let's take those things that we've been given by our ancestors, the good ones. Let's cast aside the bad stuff and let's pick up the good things. Let's teach it to our children. Let's teach it to others. Let's live it out. I believe that if we as Christians will yield ourselves to God and his ways and do our lives in a sense of revival and reformation for us, regardless of what the culture around us decides, at the end of the day, God will cast down all idols and all false systems and give what's left to his people. This is like what he's always doing. So here's the thing. If and when America as we know it, I'm putting that ad on there in quotes, if you will, America as we know it, if and when America as we know it were to dissolve into oblivion, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if and when it were to do that, what will be left? Will the dream still be here? Will there still be you, your children, your grandchildren, carrying the dream of Christian liberty, carrying the dream of Christian society, carrying the dream of a world where the weak are cared for, where the poor are raised up, where anybody can step out and do great things for God without being hindered by oppression? Will that dream be alive? So whatever you see going on in the news, whatever you hear, maintain, first of all, the Christian vision for a world filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. That is your priority. And secondly, hey, hang on to the good things that God has given us in America. And let's you and I, no matter what everyone else does, no matter what choices the world makes, let's you and I hold on to the American dream, the Christian version of that. Which you might need to put some thought into what that is. I don't care about Americanism. I don't care about, I have the feelings, I have the emotions, I have feelings and love for my country, but ultimately, it's what God did here that I want to see go on in the earth. That's what's important. The things that God has made us are what's important, not our own greatness, right? Whatever we hope for America as we know it, the future of the kingdom, here and everywhere, is bright and unstoppable. I hope all of this makes you think and gives you hope, and I so very much appreciate you taking the time to listen to this episode. If you have not already done so, please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to make sure that you never get cut off, go to my website, gospeloveverything.com, and subscribe by email so that you can hear from me what's going on, just in case, I don't know, in case whatever. If you would like to give me feedback about this, you can contact me at gospeloveverything.com/contact. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you have hope? Do you have thoughts? Is there something you'd like me to talk about or a question you have? Go there, gospeloveverything.com/contact, and leave me a message. If you would like to tell the world how awesome this podcast is, you can do so on your favorite platform by visiting ratethispodcast.com/gospeloveverything. Thank you so much, Victorious Kingdom Ambassador, for being here with me today. I will talk to you again next week. John Davis and the Gospel of Everything podcast, signing off. Thank you, friend, for taking your valuable time to listen to the Gospel of Everything podcast today. I hope you have been blessed and encouraged and have more hope for the future. Make sure right now to take a moment to subscribe in your favorite app. If you don't ever want to miss a thing, please visit gospeloveverything.com and subscribe to be notified by email as well. See you again next week for the next episode of the Gospel of Everything podcast. Be blessed.